With some current events. Okay, current events. Let's start with the Gemara. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, the end of Masechet Makos. Everyone knows this Gemara by heart. Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim were walking in Yerushalayim after the Churban, and they saw a fox come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Talmidim cried, and they said, how could it be the place where it says, Zar, the Chol, I'm asking, what's the possible? No one is allowed to go. Shu'al Hilchubo. But how could it be the place where it says that the only one that can go with the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom HaKippurim, v'chol Zar lo yeh boy be'oil moed? A Zar is not allowed to be, v'chol Adam, no person is allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and be in the Oil Moed when no one's allowed to be there. How could it be in the place of extreme holiness? How could it possibly be that it's been transformed into a place of nothingness, of desolation, that a fox is allowed to roam on this holy area? Mm-hmm. And the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they cried bitter tears. What? The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva cried. Let me say the Gemara. You are correct. But let me, and it's not a contradiction to what I just said. It says the Gemara, they cried bitter tears. Rabbi Akiva began to laugh. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? Rabbi Akiva answered with a question. Well, why are you crying? Why are we crying? The place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, is a place where, can it be? We've reached such a low when the foxes are coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, I don't remember the details, I don't look at the Gemara, but Rabbi Kiva said, and that's exactly why I laugh, because the Pasuk compares the Nevuah of Zechariah to the Nevuah. Oh, I don't remember the two Nevi'im. There are two Nevi'im. One was a Nevi'im in the time of the Bayis Rishon, and one was Nevi'im in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. How could the Pasuk equate two different prophets from two different points in time? And to make a long story short, Rabbi Akiva said to teach you that when you see this Nevuah being a Skyim, it is a sign that the other Nevuah being a Skyim, Od Yeshama Aber Yehuda V'chutzos Yushalayim, the Kol Sasim, the Kol Simcha, that if the Nevuah of Shu'alim Holchu Bo has been fulfilled, this is a telltale sign that the Nevuah of the other Navi will be fulfilled very soon, is on its way, that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and we will merit the great Simcha. You have the Gemara there? Want to give me the Gemara? Just the last half. Dafyomi, just learned this only a few days ago. I can't remember what I learned even today. Okay. So it says over here, Rabbi Kiva Mitzachik. Amalom Mibnei Matam Mitzachik. Amalochem Mibnei Matam Mibaychim. Why are you crying? Amalom Mokam Shakasabo Vazor Hakorev Yumas Akshav Shualim Holchuboy. Vloy Nivke, we should not cry. Amalochem Lakachani Mitzachik. That's why I'm laughing. Hashem says, let me go and I bear witness. I want two witnesses to come testify before me. Who are they? Es Uriah HaKohen v'ez or Uriah. Uriah HaKohen v'ez Uriah? No, Uriah. Uriah HaKohen v'ez Zechariah ben Yivirechyohu. In fact, Gemara v'chimai Rabbi Akiva v'chimai inyan Uriah Eitzel Zechariah. Uriah b'mikdash rishayin u'zecharya b'mikdash sheni. Ella, the pasuk where Hashem says, "Let these two people come forward," by Hashem demanding that they come forward together, it reveals that one depends on the other. Tole hakasev nivuasa shel zecharya b'nivuasai shel Uriah. The Uriah ksiv, it says, "Lochein biglalchem tzion sodet techoresh." Tzion will be plowed over like a field. B'zechariah k'siv od yeshvu zikenim u'zikenois b'rechoivos Yerushalayim. So the Ach Lo Niskayim, so Rabbi Akiva said that I never in my life saw the fulfillment of the Nevuah of Tzion Soda Techoresh. Now I've witnessed it. So Ach Shaloi Niskayim Nevuasai Shel Uriah Hayisi Misyare. I'm not going to merit to see Shaloi Niskayim Nevuasai Shel Zechariah. Achshav sheniskaima nivu osoi shel Uriah. Now that I've merited, now listen carefully. because I'm telling you something which I think to be very good. Now that it's been the skayim, the nevuah of Arya, I've merited to see the lowest of low.
50%.
I've merited to see, quite, the lowest of low, the yadua. It is yadua. It is a guarantee. Shel nevuasoi, shel zecharya miskayemes will be fulfilled. Bilashon hazeh amolo, the Talmidim said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva nicham tanu, Akiva nicham tanu. Okay, now how is this relevant to current events? Yesterday, an event happened in the United Nations that never happened before. Never happened before, where only about a week ago, the President of the United States, he declared that Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. An acknowledgement of Emes. An acknowledgement of something which is Emes La'amitoi. It is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. He spoke about the Kosel Maravi. Ki Veisi Beis Tefilo L'chol Ho'amim. It is an acknowledgement of Emes. And this is the position, if you listen to the ambassador to the United Nations, it's unbelievable. It's a mitzvah deraisa to listen to every word that she said. What's her name?
Nikki Haley?
Yep. Nikki Haley? Unbelievable, fantastic, brilliant, eloquent, unbelievable. There are no words to describe how she basically said, this is our position. This is our position in the United States. We're makir the Emes. We're makir the Emes. What business do you, other nations, have the world to challenge us? You don't want to mind your own business. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. You don't want to put your embassy in Yerushalayim? How dare you? How dare you go through the effort to come together, to come and be mevaza the United States, to challenge the United States, to challenge the same way every single other day you go and you insult Israel and you give Musa to Israel. You're coming here to challenge after everything that we've done for you. This doesn't affect you. It's none of your business. It doesn't affect you. You don't want to put your embassy in the Yerushalayim. So don't. This doesn't affect you. This is just a statement of what we recognize to be the MS. And you have to sponsor. You have to come together, take a vote, and to make a statement. A chutzpah noira. What has happened yesterday? What has happened yesterday? We have witnessed in our lifetime the ultimate, and I mean the ultimate witness with technology. The whole world is watching. The ganze Welt, there was never a time where you have technology in every single nation. Nations, you can't even pronounce their names, are there at the table, live. You can go watch everything online. 7 billion people available to see what happened. We witnessed the full-fledged fulfillment of the full-fledged words of the first words of Rashi in the Torah. What does it say? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hayitzach laskel asara ela b'chodesh zeh lochem. She mitzvah rishoyna, she nitzavu bo Yisrael. Uma tam pasach b'bereishis, mishom koyach masav higid liyamo. That Hashem is going to give Klali Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. She'im yoimru, if the day will come, if there will be a day when it will come, she'im yoimru umoy so'olam li Yisrael listim atem, your ganovim, your thieves, your occupiers, she'kivashtem arotzoy shivas goyim, you conquered a land that's not yours. If they're going to come and say to us, listim atem, heim oimim lohem, so Klal Yisrael will respond and will say to them, you're calling us listim? Kol ha'oret shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he, hu bira'ah, he created it. V'nosna l'asher yoshor be'enav. B'ritzoynoi nosna l'chem. Hashem gave it to the Canaanim originally as a temporary guardian. U'v'ritzoynoi notla mehem v'nosna lanu. First Rashi. Can you tell me that I'm saying is wrong that yesterday we did not witness the whole world was called to test to say Eidus? What do you say? What do you say? Is Yerushalayim the property of Klal Yisrael? Or is Klal Yisrael listim? And every single nation was called to bear witness. and the vast majority of the Ummah Sa'ilam said, Listim Atem. A few, a handful, Mak the Enes. They should be blessed. And many abstained, like in the Eoif, Paro. Some told Paro. Different. Everyone had their different approach. And some even went so far, we want to be a sponsor. We want a special VIP seat to go and say to Klal Yisrael, Listim Atem. We've witnessed the ultimate law. The ultimate law. But it's a time to laugh. Because if we witness the beginning of this Rashi, that means it's just around the corner, the end of the Rashi. And the end of the Rashi is that Klal Yisrael will have the opportunity to say to the world, for real, Kol ha'aret shel ha'kodosh baruch hu, the ganze Welt, not just Yerushalayim, the whole world. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's happening. Hu bira'ah. All this nonsense, all this liberalism, this crazy people who have no sense of spirituality. You're wrong. We're coming now to the time where Klal Yisrael is going to be able to say, Hu bira'ah, v'natzna l'asha yashav y'enav. V'ritzayna nidna lohem, v'ritzayna nidla mehem, v'natzna lanu. This is what we have witnessed yesterday, the end of Masechta Makos. And this is Mamish Merumas in the Haftorah of this week's Parsha. From all of the Haftorahs of the Torah, where do you have such words like what you're going to read tomorrow? We witnessed the ultimate insult. But in the Haftorah, we read about the ultimate bracha. The ultimate bracha is bracha in Parah Vayigash. V'daber aleihem ko yomar Hashem Elokim. Hine, ani loikech es b'nei Yisrael mibein ha-goyim. Asher, we're in the middle of the Haftorah, Asher holchu sham v'kibatzti oysam misaviv. V'hevesi oysam el admosam. Kibbutz goliois. V'yosisi oysam l'goy echad b'aretz b'horei Yisrael. Umelech echad yel l'chulam l'melech v'lo yiu oy l'shnei goyim v'chulu goes on. And the end it says over here, v'chorati l'chem bris shalom. A bris oylam ye oysam v'nesatim v'hir beisi oysam v'nesati es mikdoshi bis soicham. The rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdosh le oylam. V'hoya mishkani aleihem v'hoyisi lohem l'lokim v'heim oyu l'lam. V'yadu'u ha-goyim. The whole world will come to recognize the emes. V'yadu ha-goyim ki ani Hashem mekadesh es Yisrael b'yos mikdashi b'soicham li'olam. This is what is unfolding in front of our eyes. The ultimate statement of Listim Atem, and Rabbi Akiva is coming to give us nechama by telling us to read the Haftorah. You've witnessed the low. It's around the corner to witness the coming of Mashiach, Kibbutz Golius, the recognition in the entire world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. Hashem created the world. It's His world. He calls the shots. Okay, that's current events number one. Now, let's go to the parasha. We have more current events coming up. Let's go to the parasha. Let me first, a short idea, just a ha'ara. When beginning of the parasha, Vayigash, I think this is a very, very important thing, which unfortunately reflects something on our generation, our time. Vayigash elav Yehuda vayomer bi Adoni yidaber no avdcha davar biozne Adoni. Let me say something into your ears. This is a very bizarre pasuk. Let me speak into your ears. What? Since when do you have a pasuk like this? B'chater akula. I want to tell you something. So when I speak to you, let's understand that the part of the body. What?
God told Moshe.
Okay, all right. It's another pasuk. Okay. And what does Rashi say? Rashi writes here, and the words are Yikonsu divarai biosnecha. What does that mean? My word should penetrate your ear. Thank you very much. My word should penetrate your ear.
Accept it.
That's how you talk to a king. You go to the President of the United States. I say, I want to speak to you, Mr. President. When I speak to you, you know, on your body, there's a nose, there are eyes and the ears. So the ear is what we're going to use to communicate the message. The words are going to go into the ear, from the ear into your brain, and you're going to hear. What kind of Pesach is this? What's going on over here? So I think the answer is very simple. Paro, when he was first introduced to Yosef, he said something very interesting. Paro said that, Yosef, you have a reputation. You have a Facebook page. You have a reputation. There's a paper trail. There's a paper trail. Okay, there people speak about you. And you know what they say about you? You're a person who knows how to listen. Remember the pasuk? Tishma chaloim liftar oiso. Tishma. You know how to listen. Tishma chaloim. And after you listen, liftar oiso, you know how to provide the interpretation. But it's not, he didn't just say to Yosef. Yosef, I heard you're a good dream interpreter. When you type in on Google, you want a dream interpreter, you don't type in, I need someone who knows how to listen and interpret. You type in, looking for a dream interpreter. You're not going to go search for a person who knows how to listen and then interpret. So what is Paro saying? Paro should say, I heard that you're a person who knows how to interpret dreams. What's the redundancy of Liftar? Paro hit the nail on the head. The koyach of Yosef is, he's a person who knows how to listen. One of the memches dvarim shatara nicknames is to be lishmoya. We say it in Ahava Rabbah. It's to listen. The ability to have to listen to someone else's perspective. Unfortunately, we live in a generation where there is zero attention span, and the koyach of shmia is a lost art. It's extremely hard to communicate with people because people just don't listen. They're not in the frame of mind to hearing what you say and then think about it and formulate a response or disagree. It's what you want to disagree, fine, you can disagree with me. There's no problem with that. But at least listen. Hear my perspective. See things from my point of view. And then if you have a different angle, a different understanding, okay, we can respectfully disagree. But we live in a world today where no one's listening. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to see your perspective. I don't want to listen. And in general, in learning, I do tutoring with children sometimes, and the biggest obstacle that I have with children is they just don't listen. There's no one home. There's no one that you have to spend most of the time just to open them up to listen. Once they listen, they automatically understand. They're intelligent. It's just, there's an obstacle to understanding. Yehuda says to Yosef, can you close the door, Michal? Can you close the door? Yehuda says, this is the most critical, because mice of all similar bonding. In life, every time we have an interaction, we have a difficulty where we have to present our side of the story. We live in a very difficult world, and there's always challenges. We're always being challenged for our religious beliefs. And we always have to present ourselves in front of the goyim. Why we do this, why we do that. This is mice of a similar bonim. We have the brothers. They're going up against the superpower of the world. Okay, it turns out that it was a disguise. It was Yosef. It was really Yosef in disguise. But at this point in time, they believe that he was the Mishnah Lamelech. He was the representative. He represent the world, the superpower. The first thing you have to do, mice of a similar bonim, when you go up against a power in this world, you have to present your side of the story to a degree where they'll at least be able to listen. Unfortunately, when we see things happening in front of us in current events, we're not presenting our side and telling them to listen. We're telling them, this is what we're going to do, and you're going to listen to us. That's not the right approach. The right approach is like Yehuda. Yehuda is teaching us a very powerful lesson. I want to tell you something. And I'm not... But before we proceed, you have to listen. This is your legacy. This is your hallmark, Yosef. Yosef, you were only appointed to become the Mishnah Lemelech because Paro said, you, Yosef, you know, Lishmoya Chaloin. You see the big picture. You listen, then you're lifter. So Yosef, if this is how you got to your position because you're a good listener, now, when we have a problem, we have an issue with our brother, with our father, with our niece, the first thing we have to do is, Yosef, make use of your koyach and listen to us as well. If you'll listen, you'll be a person of reason and you'll be able to work with us to find a solution to our problem. Okay, let's go to the next idea. The next idea, now this is very, what I'm telling you now is a little bit controversial. Everything I'm telling you is controversial, but this is also controversial. But I don't know, you can really disagree with me, but just listen to what I have to say. Yosef, why was it, Yosef, we don't know why, was giving the brothers a very hard time. Whatever, you look in the Rishonim, the Ramban, all these very mystical reasons of why he did this, he disguised himself, why he was very nasty to his brothers, why he held one of them hostage, he demanded Ibn Yamin come. And then all of a sudden, Yosef gives up. Out of the blue. We don't understand. V'lo yachol oy lehisapek. V'lo yachol Yosef lehisapek l'chol hanitzavim olaf. He just couldn't hold back. Rashi says Linanitzave means the Egyptians. He didn't want them to be present when he revealed himself. But if you learn the Pshudashol Mikra, V'lo Yachol Yosef, other Rishonim say this, is that I gotta stop this. The game is over. It's just too much to watch them suffer, to watch what's happening. Why? He was able to go this far. Why didn't he go through with the plan entirely? And we all know far the plan was, indeed, that now Yaakov would be forced to come redeem Binyamin. He would take Binyamin as a hostage. The brothers would go back to Mitzrayim, to Canaan, and they would tell Yaakov, what in the world happened? You took Binyakov, and Yaakov himself would come down to redeem Binyamin. That was, according to some of the commentators, the goal that made the plan. So why did he quit? Why did he quit in the middle? So I want to say a chiddush, maybe too much of a chiddush. Look at the first words I'll read you the first words of Yosef. Yosef's of Yehuda. When Yehuda challenges, he says, Adoni Sho'al, it's right in the beginning, the second pasuk, Es Avodov Leimar, Hayesh lachem. Very critical. Ki chomocha kifaro. Rashi says, you know something, you just like Paro. Rashi says that Yehuda was alluding to him. Remember the old story? There was a woman here, our great great grandmother, Sara Imenu. She came down to Egypt, and Paro abducted her. And what happened to Paro? Paro almost died. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a magefa on the entire family. All the different things that it says that he couldn't go to the Beis HaKis. I don't remember all the details. And Hashem said to him, you better go give back. Sarah is not the sister of Avram. Sarah is the wife of Avram. If you don't give back, so this is exactly what Yehuda said to Yosef. I'll read you the words of Rashi. You're just like Pharaoh. Choshev atah first kebeinai kemelech. Zehu pshutai umid rashai. Soifcha lilkois alav bir mitzoras. Kimo shaloka paro al yidei zikei noso. Sarah, just like the great-great-grandmother of Binyamin was smitten, the paro was smitten with saras because of Sarah, so too that's exactly what's going to happen to you. You're going to suffer big time, just like Paro. Al Laila Achas, because of one night shikva that Paro abducted Sarah. Okay, now, let's go further. The next pasuk. Adoni Sho'al, Es Avodov Leimar, Hayesh Lochem Ov Oy Och. Do you have a father or a brother? Rashi says, Mitchila Balila Bos Olenu. You have accused us false things. Do we want to marry your daughter? Obviously, the questions that you're asking seem to indicate that you have a daughter, and you're looking for a good shidduch, and you like us. You like us. You want to take us one for an Eidim and torture us. So you wonder, oi, achoseinu atamavakesh. You probably see we're good-looking people. We're smart, we're intelligent, we're presentable, we're very capable. So if we have a sister, she must be a knockout, right? She must be real, really good stuff. Pyre has good taste. Pyre wants to marry one of our sisters. The Aval Pichain, and even though that is that their heretz? That's what you talk about when you meet a person for the first time? Who is the one that's made this, who says something similar to this? Avram, not to Paro, but to Avimelech. And the next step, where Avimelech said, what did you do to me? How come you went and you didn't tell me the truth? How come I would have been punished? So what did Avram say? Rak en yiras Elokim b'makayim hazeh. The only thing missing in this society is Yerushalayim. How do I know that I'm missing Yerushalayim? When a woman comes to town, the first thing you ask her is, are you married? Are you single? How old are you? Women, that's what you do? Is that Yerushalayim? When a person comes to the city, the first thing you ask, do you have a place to sleep? Do you have a place to have what to eat? Do you have food? Do you have shelter? The first thing is zinus? The first thing is ishus? It's disgusting. This is an indication of how your mind works. It's an indication your mind is completely void from Yerushalayim. Rak ein yiras Elokim b'makayim hazeh. And therefore, I knew I would get killed. That's what Avraham Avinu said to Avimelech. Over here, when Yosef introduced himself to his brothers, and he right away he put them in prison, and then he took them out, the first thing he said to them, don't worry, nothing's going to happen to you. Esho Elokim ani yorei. Back in Parshas Miketz, in the very, very first interaction he had with the brothers, Esho Elokim ani yorei. I'm a yorei shemayim. I'm not like Paro back in the day, who Avimelech, and by the same matter, Avimelech is Paro as well. Avram only said those words, Kirakin, Yiras Elokim, Mokayim Hazeh, but that's a revelation that it was exactly the same issue when it came to Paro. Paro also has no Yiras Elokim, because the story is almost identical. You go, you Oisig in Noshim, you're not Oisig in the more important things. So Yosef right away says, Es Ho Elokim Ani Yorei. You know what really Yehuda did to really touch the buttons, push the buttons of Yosef? He says, basically what he's saying over here in these first two psukim is, Yosef, we're coming over here, the Mishnah Lamelech, you've taken now Binyamin, you've made this Alila, you put the goblin in his packet. Yosef, you know when we first met you, you know what you told us? Esho Elokim Ani Yorei. Now, Yehuda didn't have the chutzpah to say to Yosef, you know Yorei Shemayim. But he hinted it to him, or he said it to him in a roundabout way, and he was basically saying, Yosef, you're a liar. When we met you, you told us, Es Elokim Ani Yorei. You're no Yorei Shemayim. You're the furthest thing away from Yorei Shemayim. How do I know you're not a Yorei Shemayim? Because everything you're doing here to us is all about Noshim. It's all about women. You're asking us the typical questions to find out if we have a sister, or if maybe you're trying over here to marry you off, to marry you off, you think that's what's on your mind. The first thing on your mind, the first moment we met you, the first thing you think about is women. How are you going to marry off your daughter, or maybe you're going to marry one of our sisters? Is that when a guest comes to a city, you think about noshim, about women? When a guest comes into the city, the first thing you think about is, do you have what to eat? You have what? Where to sleep? Do you have accommodations? Are you healthy? Are you okay? You have a problem? You think about Noshim the whole day. You're telling us Esho Elokim Ani Yorei. You're a phony. Rak en Yiras Elokim b'makayim hazeh. That is what, in essence, Yehuda is saying to Yosef. You phony. We come to you as Elokim Ani Yorei. The first two psukim over here, you right away, it says, Ki Chamocha Kifaro, the episode of Paro, and the episode of Adoni Shoal, the typical questions of Noshim. Ach Nesai Shebo Leir, Al Iske Ishtoi Shoyle Moisoi, Al Iske Achilu Shasir Shoyle Moisoi, phony Elokim Ani Yorei. This pushed the buttons of Yosef. Because Yosef, what was his pride and joy? Eshes Potifar. The ultimate expression of Yiras Shemayim. Yosef was the whole, his rise to godliness was because he was a Yiras Shemayim. He was tested with Eshes Potifar. She comes here all alone. No one knows, no one sees. He could have got away with it in a heartbeat. And yet what does he do? Vayonos vayetze hachutza. And he suffered the consequences of Yiras Shemayim. Oh, Yehuda really knew how to push the buttons of Yosef. V'lo yachol oid lehisapek. This he couldn't tolerate. He could not tolerate someone challenging his Yirat Shamayim, because this was what kept him alive. And now you're challenging me, and you have taka good kindness, you taka got me, you have good kashas on me. And therefore he had to stop it right away. And what's the proof? Because what was the first thing he did? He revealed to them that he has a bris mila. All the mafarshim asked the question, what's the big deal he has a bris mila? Every Egyptian had a bris mila. That was a takana.
That was a takana, yes.
It says he made everyone have a bris mila. So all the mafarshim asked the question, so what's the big deal? He shows a bris mila. Yeah, everyone has a bris mila. What's the big deal? So the answer is, because he had a different type of bris mila. All right, whatever it is. But the point, what is the bris mila all about? A bris mila represents the idea, why the Rambam says it's to mimamayit, the taiva, it represents shmira sabris. It represents a reminder your entire life, watch out. Einat bitrapas larayis. Watch out. You know, a person, the shmira sabris, arayos. Arayos is synonymous with yira shamay, especially in Yosef's case, because Yosef's guardian of the bris, shmira sabris, was his Yirah Shemayim of Vayonos Vayetze Hachutza. So when Yosef showed the brothers the Bris Mila, in essence, Bris Mila is the Shmira Sabris. He's saying, I am a Yirah Shemayim. You got it wrong. When I said Es Olokim Ani Yorei, I'm telling you the truth. You push my buttons. You were able to somehow manipulate me to challenge my Yirah Shemayim because of the way I spoke to you, which you're right. Now I have taka no choice. I can't live with this. I cannot live a life where someone thinks I'm not a Yirah Shemayim. That's what's important to Yosef HaTzadik. That he is a Yirah Shemayim and he has to be perceived as a Yirah Shemayim. Otherwise, it's a Chil Hashem. And if you're going to legitimately suspect that I'm not a Yirah Shemayim, v'lo yochol Yosef lehisapek. You win. The game is over. And he reveals to them the bris mila. Okay, so this is a suggestion, an idea. Let's go to another idea. Okay, let's go to... We're running out of time quickly, so let's go to Inyani Diyom. And I'm going to tell you something now that is extremely controversial. And I apologize in advance if I defend anyone, but I have to get this off my chest. And I had a very heated discussion about this last night. And watch out, a heated discussion. And the people that I had a discussion told me I'm right. So therefore, I feel vindicated. And I'll just say my piece. And if you disagree, call out a vote. I apologize you in advance. Okay, here we go. Watch out. Kash, we have over here one of the most basic questions in this parasha is, Yosef Avinu is reunited with his father after 22 years of absence. What does Yosef do? Yosef falls on his father and cries bitter tears. What does Yaakov do? Kriyashma. It's now time to recite Kriyashma. Higiyu zman Kriyashma shel shachris. Come on. There's no better time to recite Kriyashma. On the plane, he didn't go to the back of the plane and recite Kriyashma on the way down to Egypt. What's going on over here? My high dvarm shutim, what's going on? He was saying Kriyashma at the time when he meets Yosef. He should be celebrating. He should be dancing in the streets. He should be making asifais and singing and making poems and doing who knows what. What is he? I'm saying Kriyashma. All the farshim ask this question. There's a variety of answers. The answer, like the emistic answer, I remember as a child, they told me this answer, it always remains in my mind, is the love, the chibur was so great, and Yaakov was such a holy person, he was channeling the love and the chibur to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, that's a beautiful answer. And that is the answer. I'm not coming to deny that's l'chor, the emistic answer on Yaakov Avinu is Madrega, to take this moment to cherish the chibur, the chesed Hashem did, to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Emes Lamitid. But let's go a little bit further. I never really understood, the question bothers me, until this year. This year, I really understood the answer. Now, again, it's very controversial. yesterday, 2 days ago, there was there's a person, a very good person, very fine person, Shlomo Rabashkin. Shalom Rabashkin. He was released from prison. The sentence was commuted by the President of the United States. And there's no question, no question that he has suffered, he and his family have suffered horrible yisurim. I unfortunately went to visit someone in a prison 3 times in what was probably called the country club of all prisons, and I still have nightmares for what I saw. Al achas kama v'kama kofel kiflayim, what he went through for these 8 years. No one is denying that he has suffered unjustly from the government, from the Congress. The director of the FBI himself said that there has been injustice done in this case. From across the spectrum, okay, across the spectrum, there has been injustice. He has suffered unjustly. Yisurim, terrible geferlcho yisur. Him and his family, v'chol hanilvam olaf. No one is denying that, and our hearts go out for his pain. But, okay, here's where I get controversial. He's not a hero. He's not a hero. I'm sorry. He's a criminal. He was convicted for a crime. He's a criminal. And he suffered unjustly. It's not the right thing to celebrate. He came out of prison. Very good. Very good. We have to give shevach v'hoidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to give shevach v'hoidah to the President of the United States. That we have a system where at least we can appeal. The sudden can be done. But he's not a hero. He's not the Merami Randberg. You know, the Merami Randberg was in prison. I saw one of the comments. He's not the Merami Randberg. Merami Randberg was a Rishon, was a Kodesh, Kodesh Kodashim, and he was in jail. You talk about different tzaddikim throughout the generations that were put in jail for crimes, anti-Semitism, the Chuli, all these crazy, the pogroms, Shmad, all these things. There's no he's not in this Madrega. He's not a hero. To watch online celebrations in the streets and in Lakewood, immediately there's going to be tonight in Asif on the Lakewood, the Ir HaTorah. What a Chil Hashem. Go to the Beis Medrash and learn the Hasmada Rabba. To go have an Asifa, to rallies, Borough Park. And I mean, the behavior in Chabad, the sing Yom Tov Nigunim. Nine, 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 nine. You go watch the videos. It's shameful. At least in my personal opinion. Not denying the horrors that he went through. It's utterly shameful. Now, I would not... What?
What is the shame that you see?
This is not the way a Jew behaves. It's a Chil Hashem. He's a criminal. He has done a crime. The crime... The punishment does not fit the crime, but you don't go and celebrate in public like hyenas in the street and sing and dance and music and rallies. Now, the truth is, if this was an isolated event, I probably would not say this. I wouldn't even think about this. The only reason why it triggered such emotion in me is because only a day ago, 2 days ago, we experienced the horror of 4 young people being killed in a fire, a sreifa. 4 young people taken away, a woman 39 years old, in the prime of her life. I mean, it just, you see the videos, a young, vibrant, healthy woman with her children at a simcha, the children were singing to her. And you see the children, 3 children, a 3-year-old, 11-year-old, a 16-year-old, it's not to be believed. The horror, the tragedy is just not to be believed what has happened, especially when you know the person. Where did I buy my weekday hat? From him. The one who needs a refuah shleima. I bought, and I remember what he told me. I remember talking to him about which hat to get, and the one, my Shabbos hat, from him. I remember the conversation. I remember my father, Achlan, was sick. I took my father, he was already sick. He had to buy my father a new hat. He already sensed my father. He was very kind to my father. I know him. And I think, what do you wear a black hat for? You know, we have to take a black hat. Oh, wow, black hat. What is a hat all about? I'm a Yoresh Shemayim, right? Make believe you're Yoresh Shemayim. A hat is all, a black hat is a sign that you're a holy person. My symbol of Yoresh Shemayim all comes from him. and probably thousands of people in this community, and he has suffered such an enormous loss that you cannot even wrap around in your mind to lose four people from his family in the prime of his life at this point in time, all connected to my Yiras Shamayim. I don't know how to deal with it. What does it mean? What does that mean? It means, just say to me, it means you're a phony. It means to me, I can't see for anyone else, is that if I have to relate to this in my hat, my Yiras Shamayim, to his suffering, it just means like Hashem is somehow, I don't know, I can't connect the dots, but it just is very disturbing. It's like Hashem is telling me, you know, you're a Shamayim, you're a phony baloney. What's going on over here? Okay, this is a tragedy. I went to the Levaya, not because I'm a tzaddik, it's because I have nothing else to do. So I went to the Levaya. What time was the Levaya? 6 o'clock. It was called for 6 o'clock. It was called, I think it was 6 o'clock, whatever. It's called for 6 o'clock. That's why I came there 6:15 late. There was about 50 people there. It started about 7 o'clock, maybe 300 people there. People were in shock. The Levaya was chaos. It was horrible. Okay. People were crying bitterly. Okay, it was a very, very traumatic experience just to be there. 300 people. Go back, I talked to people, they didn't know. All right. Listen, that's life, right? That's life. That's life. Okay. Think about it. What? The only thing is a lie. It's an outright lie to say that I was there.
I was there too.
There was no 1,000 people there. No 1,000. There was no, the most 400 people, 500 people. No way 1,000 people. Right, thousands, guzmois, total lies. So then I go, okay, talk to people, hear people talk. Wow, okay, Itaka. People, you know, are pain. People cry. People talk about it. Okay, 2 days later, Rabashkin is. I wouldn't even think about. Okay, Rabashkin is released, and boy, were people celebrating. People were screaming. People were in the streets. People were talking like crazy, calling out. The reaction was off the charts. Wow, look what Klal Yisrael is capable of. When someone is a simcha, if they're such capable to immediately in Lakewood to call for a rally, in Muncie to call for who knows what, and Borough Park, and in Crown Heights, asifos, celebrations, parties, drinking in the streets and singing and dancing, how come in proportion to what happened 2 days ago, there wasn't even a mashahu, kineged what I saw in Rabashkin? And not that Rabashkin is a big simcha, it is a big simcha, but it's a simcha to celebrate in the street, to celebrate a criminal, to celebrate, it's a simcha, he suffered.
They're connecting it with the Shia.
What?
But they're connecting it with
not Crown Heights and Lakewood. I'm not talking about, put a Crown Heights out, okay? Talk about Borough Park. There's very few book Lubavitch and Borough Park. Talk about Lakewood. Go talk about all over the world. This is what really woke me up. Like, look at the contrast. The contrast of the horror, which I'm not saying people were mishtati from the Tsar, and they are. But you know, it totally wiped away the tragedy. I was a frame of mind of the tragedy. And when Rabashkin came, it completely distracted. It completely wiped off the face of the earth the tragedy of the tragedy. Everyone was totally immersed in the celebration for Rabashkin in the street over the release of a criminal from prison, and they forgot about, to a large degree, of focusing on a tragedy, a Holocaust, mamash a Holocaust, namitz. It's very disturbing. It's like, what's going on over here? And then I prepare the parasha, and I read the pasuk, and I say over here, Yaakov Avinu Yosef reunites with Yosef. And what does Yaakov do? Oh, I haven't seen you for 22 years. It's like Rabashkin getting out of prison. I'm trying for the shock effect. I don't mean anything literally over here, so don't hold me. Don't. And what is Yosef? Yosef is crying and crying. He falls on his neck. And what does Yaakov do? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov has the right attitude. Chazal, you know, we paint Yosef as a tzaddik, no question, maminim, b'nei maminim, I don't chas v'shol mean to say, but you look at the Rishon, look at the Ramban. The Ramban is very critical of the Ishei HaTanach. The Ramban does not let Yosef off the hook. The Ramban, Yosef, 22 years, your father, he's suffering, where are you? Cheshboinois, b'chiv shed rachman olam olach, your father is suffering. When your brothers come in front of you, are you better than your brothers? Your brothers threw you into a pit. And you, what do? You make believe you don't know who they are. You abduct one of them. You behave in the most bizarre way. You go and you put things in their packets and you make a bilbo. What in the world is going on over here? So it's very, very difficult. Your behavior, you're a man. It's very difficult. What have you been doing for 22 years? You name your children, Baruch Hashem, Ulgan, Nashani, Elokim, Eskolam, Oli. Hefrani, Bieretzani. Totally forget about whatever happened. Gesunte, all gone. My brothers come, Afganza, Bilbo. So we are Maminim, B'nai Maminim. Everything was done 100% L'Shem Shemayim. And when we say L'Shem Shemayim by Tzadiki, we don't mean like today. Today, L'Shem Shemayim means two things. Kavod and Mammon. That's all it means. That's all it means today, L'Shem Shemayim. But Bezman, but Ishei HaTanach, the Tanoim, Chas V'Sholem. We can't even comprehend their greatness. Chas, it was L'Shem Shemayim. Ma'amin, this is all part of being an Orthodox Jew. Ma'amin and B'nai Ma'aminim was L'Shem Shemayim. But Soif called Soif, to the naked eye, it's very problematic what is going on. And Chazal say that, I'm not making this up, Vayove es dibosom ro'o el avihem. He did an avera. He did a crime. He instigated the hatred upon himself. He brought the dibor ro'o el avihem. He comes to their father and he says, Father, all the brothers, the Oisik with Noshim, the Mzalzal ibn Shvachis, he accused them of terrible things. The Pasuk criticizes him. Well, I'm not making this up. Vayovei es dibosom el aviyam. He instigates, he goes and he rouses them by telling them dreams. You're all going to come bow down to me. What's going on over here? And then going, Chazal say this. And then Chazal say, why did he die young, Yosef? Because shenog birabonos. They say that he was noig, he domineered over them. There's a problem here. But Maminim B'nai Maminim, we have the Rishonim that tell us everything was L'Shem Shemayim. But you cannot deny the fact that from the perspective of the average man from the outside, there's a problem.
What did you said somebody argued against you.
Wait. There's a problem here. And therefore, to me at least, in light of the events that we're seeing over here in front of us this week, I understand. Yaakov meets Yosef after 22 years. Yosef, where have you been for 22 years? Yosef, why did you bring this upon yourself? Yosef, why did you go and torture your brothers when they came to you? You're better than them. They threw you into a pit and you're torturing them? Obviously, there's an answer to all the questions. Obviously. But I'm not going to celebrate. I'm not going to celebrate over our reunion. I'm going to be moiser nefesh. He was an old man, Yaakov. I'm going to be moiser nefesh to come see you. I'm going to come see you. I'm going to live with you. I'm happy to see you. But I'm not going to celebrate in the streets. I'm not going to start singing in shul yom tov nigunim. I'm not going to go make asifas in wedding halls and writing poems and making new nigunim, because there are problems here. There are problems here. We give Shevach V'Hoidah to Hashem. I'm reunited with you. The next 17 years of Yaakov's life were the best 17 years of his life. And every day he certainly gave Shevach V'Hoidah to Hashem for the miracle. But when I see you, we're not going to celebrate. When I see you, you know what I'm going to say? Get your priorities in order. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rav Bashkin was released. Givaldik. I follow the story from the beginning. It's a horrible story. Okay, we can debate this back and forth. I think the consensus of almost all thinking people is a terrible, terrible injustice. Okay, I see not anyone with that. But get your priorities in order. You don't celebrate. Yaakov Avinu didn't celebrate. He didn't kiss him. He said Shema Yisrael. Especially in light of what happened a day ago where we witnessed Mamish Holocaust. The most horrible thing that can possibly happen. Where are we? Are we living in another world over here? I mean, what's going on over here? I don't get it.
What about a case in our history where great leaders, whether it's Lubavitch in Russia, were in unjust?
I told you, Lubashkin is not the Rami Randberg.
Put in prison.
That's not relevant for us. That's not in America, Baruch Hashem.
They were put in jail for
Rabashmi looks very good. You know, he came out of jail. He looks Baruch Hashem. Chaste Hashem. He looks good.
$28 million.
All right, I'm not talking about that. We're not getting up.
No,
I'm not talking about that. Baruch Hashem, we live in America. They gave him kosher food. They gave him, he can daven every day. They tortured him. Believe me, we know. We read the articles. There was Gefer L'chol Yisum. But Baruch Hashem, he looks good. He's healthy. Baruch Hashem, he's in a good frame of mind. Okay, it's a tragedy. I'm not denying one mashuhu, the avla, the injustice, the yisurim, that he and his family have endured these 8 horrible years. But you don't celebrate in the streets. You don't celebrate. This is not the Jewish way. It's a chil Hashem for the goyim to see, to the chay, the goyim to see this crazy celebration, and for this celebration to eclipse. To eclipse a million times over the tragedy that we should all be dwelling upon. No one called for Asifus the moment when this tragedy happened.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not talking about power. It's a different story. No one called for Asifus. Let's just still have in front of us, relative to the parasha over here. The lesson, look at Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he said Kriya Shema. He said it on the plane. He said Kriya Shema 20 times. But when he sees Yosef, he says it again. Yosef, I'm happy to see you. But I'm not kissing you. I'm not embracing you. All the cameras are clicking. All the video cameras are clicking. I'm not going to kiss you in front of the cameras. Well, go inside, I'll kiss you privately. I'll say now, Yosef, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Get your priorities in order. What's going on over here? What happened over here? No public celebrations. This is a lesson to learn from the parasha. There's something wrong with the society. I mean, who am I to say? So, obviously, I must be wrong. If the whole world is celebrating, I must be a Das Yachid. So people tell me, no, I'm not a Das Yachid. There are a lot of people that have the same thinking. They're sitting, they're very disturbed with what they see, especially in light of the tragedy that has happened this week, and is something to think about. Okay, let's
say, you want to say that after 22 years,
let me tell you at least one last short verse over time. I think this is a very reality here. Yosef is a question. Pash Pshushal Mikra, question. He finally, they tell him his father is alive. So what does Yosef do? So he sends gifts. He's a very generous person. Ula Aviv, he gives Binyamin, he gives his brothers food, clothing, money. Question, how can he favor one or the other? All right. Ula Aviv, Sholach Kizois. What's the gift that Yaakov Yosef is going to send his father? Asara Chamoyrim, 10 donkeys. Wow, donkeys can hold quite a bit. What are they going to hold? Noisim Mituv Mitzray. And in addition, Eser Asoinois. Asoinois are female donkeys. Noisois bar velechem grain bread umazoin laaviv ladarch. Okay, that we understand. You have to send food. Send food. But what's the mituv Mitzrayim? 10 donkeys, 10 of them. We're talking like he's sending like 10 cargo planes. Okay, 10 of the massive army cargo planes. Yeah. He's sending off the Yaakov Avinu filled mituv Mitzrayim.
Tractor trailers.
And what's in the tractor trailers? What does the mituv Mitzrayim mean? Rashi, Motsinu the Gemara. You know what's in the tractor trailers? 10 of them for Yaakov Avinu, a person who, how old is he at this point in time? 130. 130 years old, okay? Imagine what the doctors are going to say when they see what's in the tractor trailers. They see Shesholach lo Yayin Yashan, old wine, good, high quality wine he's sending to his father Yaakov Avinu, Shedaz Zikainim Loicha Himenu. Wow. Yaakov Avinu, 130 years old, who's only, he's coming down immediately, he's coming down now in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Rashi. Rashi. He's coming down now in 5 minutes. He's getting into the plane in 5 minutes on the fancy first class coat, first class Air Force One is coming to pick him up to bring him down to Mishnah in 5 minutes. In the meantime, there are 10 massive cargo planes here in Canaan to give him Yayin Yashan. What is going on here? Yaakov Avinu, 130 years old, he needs Yayin Yashan when 5 minutes he's going to Mitzrayim anyway? My high, what's going on over here? So I want to suggest the following answer. When Yaakov Avinu was reunited with his brothers after not seeing them for 22 years, what did he do? It says, when Yosef was reunited with his brothers after 22 years, what does it say there? Vayesht imohem. They prepared a seuda. They made the mincha, and it says there. I don't remember the exact pasuk. The last parsha. Vayochlu vayishtu imo. Rashi there, back in Parshas Mikra, it says it is medayik in the words of the pasuk. It was the first time Yosef drank wine. He drank wine in 22 years.
The brothers also.
But Yosef also. No, it doesn't say to the brothers. It doesn't say about the brothers. No, I think only Yosef. Let's go back to Parshas Miketz. Okay? Parshas Miketz. Malei am techoitz. Yeah, we'll find it right away. Vayaska sheva yu anoshki huva beis Yosef. Okay? V'chesef acher v'yavel ish o ish. Okay, v'yachidu es ha-mincho v'yavo Yosef v'yisa v'yavu lo es ha-mincho asher v'yada v'yisa v'yishu lo etzor. V'yisa enav l'tzvayim yu v'yichinu chumar v'yichas ponav. Vayisa mas ois, okay. Vayishtu, vayishkiru imo. Pasuk lamidalit. Umiyoim shemochruhu lo shasu lo vloihu. Okay, so both vlohu shasayayin. Okay, you're right. Both of them. Okay, fine. I want to suggest that Yosef, he sent back to his father all of the wine that he didn't drink. Not because Yaakov was going to drink the wine. He wants to show his father, "Father, I didn't forget about you. I'm away for 22 years. You probably think, you suspect, you accuse me that I said good riddance to you. I'm never going to come back to you. Chas v'shalom. Father, I never, ever forgot about you for 22 years. And the proof is, I'm sending not for you to drink, just to show you. Here is all of the wine that I did not drink." Every time Yosef had a seuda, he was the Mishnah, he was 10 years before, and when he was in Aegis Potiphar, well, before when he was by Potiphar also, he was in charge, he was the big macha. So what, you don't think they served him good food? And every time they serve you good food, they bring you, you know, the waiter brings you a bottle of wine. What did he do with the bottle of wine?
I save it.
He tells the waiter, wrap it up, put it away. I go to a restaurant, right?
That's why it was old wine.
That was exactly, it was old wine.
He
saved every time he went, in his capacity as being in charge of the jail, in charge of all of his roles, his royal roles, he always saved a bottle of wine that he did not drink. And he put it away. And he sent all of this wine. It took 10 donkeys to fill up all the wine for all the years that he did not drink wine, to say, "Father, I didn't forget about you. I'll prove it to you. Here is the wine I did not drink. Why? How could I drink wine when I know that you're suffering?" And the proof is in the pudding. 10 donkeys. Yaakov's going to drink 10 donkeys of wine? Come on. It's not to drink. It's to show, "I never forgot about you." Okay,
how
with
would,
that...
How would Yaakov know that by looking at the wine?
You can tell. You can tell. You can tell. When it's true... The MS, when something is MS, you can sense the MS.
Yaakov.
Have a wonderful Shabbos. Enjoy.
Yaakov, I'm going to go to